Did you also know? Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing has the largest selection of wood-burning fireplaces, wood-burning fireplace inserts, wood-burning stoves, wood-burning furnaces, and outdoor wood boilers in central Wisconsin. Come visit our showroom, 880 Highway 73 South, Wisconsin Rapids, located between Highway 13 South and Nakusa. Or check us out online at comfortair.biz. Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, whatever it takes.
Buena Vista Investment Management of Wisconsin Rapids understands today's global markets and brings small-town values and creative investment solutions to your financial portfolio. With active financial managers and great customer service, Buena Vista Investment Management is here to see that your financial well-being is here for many years to come. Give them a call today at 422-0700. Buena Vista Investment Management, 241 3rd Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For today, skies become partly sunny and will push up to a high temperature in the lower part of the 70s. Then for tonight, showers and storms developing as we head later into the night, a low temperature in the lower 60s. For the day on Saturday, still a chance for some showers and storms, otherwise could see some partial sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Then sunny conditions return for your Sunday. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by WeatherEye.com, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
And again, we got about a 60% chance of thunderstorms tonight, so take that into consideration as you head out to your favorite high school football game. Of course, here in Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln will be hosting Hortonville over at Southwood County Field. And we'll have that game for you right here on AM 1320 with the pregame beginning at 6:50 this evening. Right now across the area, we have cloudy skies, 56 in Wausau, mostly sunny, and 56 in Marshfield, 54 in Point, and mostly sunny, and 58 degrees here at AM 1320 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two. Once again, here's Carl Hilke.
Thanks again, Jerry, and welcome back, everybody, to today's show on AM 1320, as well as on the web at WFHR.com. It's time for another edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with Pete Pry. You can find your local investment professionals by calling 715-422-0700. With that, we welcome Professor Pry. Our topic today is oil fracking and its ramifications for the U.S. economy. But first off, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I wanted to get your take this week. It's interesting to me in the investment world how a few phrases can cause people panic or make them do things. And everybody was waiting for the statement from the Federal Reserve after the board, after their meeting. And basically, they kept the phrase in that said they're going to keep the interest rate at zero, a major interest rate at zero. And they used a phrase, I think it was for a considerable time, amount of time or whatever. They didn't take that phrase out.
Right.
And what do you make of the whole thing?
Well, you know, it's a situation where everybody, you know, we've got so many talking heads, there's always something that they need to stir the pot on and stuff. You know, most of that stuff is obviously has and can have a short-term effect, but, if you kind of look behind the static and the uproar and whatever, you still got to consider what's going on and what are the long-term trends. And if you look at and use some common sense, they're 0% now, all right?
Right.
In 1981, they were in double digits, all right? And so my point being is that the economy in the 90s was one of the best economies. I think we went 8 years or 9 years without a recession. And interest rates are substantially higher than they are today. And so the fact that they're making such a do that rates are going to go up, really? If they go up from 0% to 1%, the world's going to come to a screeching halt and things. So, I think, again, when we get so much talk like that, you got to really sit back and think it through and stuff. But, You know, there's always an issue every day, you know,
right.
You know, weather, and it can vary all the time. But the reality is that rates are going to go up. They can't stay for zero forever, although in Japan they have. And and when they do, not only I don't think there'll be a major effect unless they really just ratchet up, but... You know, there'll be a positive effect because for savers and seniors who have sat for 6 years in CDs and money markets and bonds paying them literally nothing, you know, interest rates going up will allow them to have more income, which may give them more confidence to spend because they're not necessarily worried about, oh, my God, I'm spending all my principal. So, you know, there's two sides to every issue.
Okay. What I'm hearing from you is when we hear these talking heads, take what they say with a grain of salt, a large grain of salt.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's some kind of a contrarian, which means if we're here about it and know about it in Wisconsin Rapids, it's pretty much priced into the market.
Okay. Let's talk about let's go to our main topic today, oil fracking. People have heard about it. It's affecting our local economy here because of the sand mining that's happening in Wood County. And so let's talk about this. There's been an energy renaissance. We've talked about this before as a result of oil fracking. So I'll let you begin giving us a little overview and maybe a little tutorial about what we're talking about.
All right. I thought this was, we've mentioned it in passing and talked about some of its side effects. I just thought maybe today we'd go into a little greater detail because I do think that this is a significant part of what's going on in terms of the market and the economy and leading us into better numbers and things. So, you know, for a long, long time, the United States was not a major producer. You know, it's the Mideast and things like that. So, I mean, as recently as 2007, in terms of oil and gas production, we had less than 4 million barrels. In 2013, we're doing 14 million barrels a day, and so it's a tripling of what is going on in terms of the supply to the United States market, which is unbelievably a great thing in that last year 84% of all energy concerns or needs in our country were met by production from our country, up from 69% in 2008. And I think we really saw a great example of that this year. I mean, if you go back into your memory bank and think about, you know, if someone sneezed in the Mideast, you know, it affected negatively the price, our prices we paid. And if you think about Syria and Israel and Egypt and Libya and Iraq, I mean, you know, they're all in the Mideast and they're all had armed conflicts of some sort and some duration. And yet the oil prices are lower now than when any of that really hit the fan. And the reason is because we're supplying ourselves. And so that is a significant factor in that. Again, think about because oil prices have come down, we all got a pay raise. You know, we're not spending as much money putting it into our automobiles or paying the utility companies or things like that. And so we can, you know, use it in various ways. And all this has to do and how this came about is something called fracking.
Okay. And what is oil fracking? What are we talking about? What is the process involved?
All right. So traditionally, and that's why this was such a risky adventure, is that all wells, oil drilling was done vertically.
Right.
And so if you hit the pot of oil, you're great. If you missed it, you know, you had a dry hole. And so fewer and fewer places were available, you know, because of permits and regulatory things and stuff, so that basically kind of back in 2003, some gentlemen came up with the idea of drilling vertically and then somehow developing a process to come horizontally. And if you think when you go horizontally, you know, you couldn't miss an oil well by 20 feet, 200 feet or whatever on a vertical basis. But now through a horizontal where they drill down and then get pipe to go horizontally, it increases dramatically your prospects of hitting oil. And so they developed that technology and then developed a process where between a combination of water and sand and chemicals that they would run through this piping that would release the gas and oil that are in some of the rock formations down there. And that process has led to the dramatic increase that we were talking about in terms of number of barrels each day, and it's driven pricing down, or kept pricing down for the most part, and the process keeps getting better. So this is a situation where, you know, I think we're very close to being the world's largest producer of energy. Last year, the projection was 2020, but you think about if we're doing 84% last year, and with the drilling going on this year, we're probably 90-ish. So I think probably by 2017, we'll be totally reliant only on our own production to meet our needs.
Right. And that's leading to discussion, well, should we be exporting some of this, for instance, natural gas? We could be helping Europe fend off the Russians by saying, listen, we'll make up for what Russia cuts off from you. So there's international diplomacy involved in this as well.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of ramifications on it. In terms of the specific exporting, what kind of natural gas that we need to be able to export, one of the things, and this is why the prospects in the future are so good, is that they're first building some refineries that can process and get to liquid natural gas. These were the first refineries built since 1976.
Wow.
And so to be able to get it to the form it needs, and they're building two or three refineries down in the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, and things like that. So the ability to do it right now is not there, but it's coming. And then the question is, do we do it or not? And that's where, you know, you can make arguments on both sides. And again, there's various talks about, you know, the whole fracking and when the peak was going to be, and they vary from the peak in fracking in terms of productivity and number of barrels. Could become as soon as 2019, and then I read the other day that the second study has come up, and it could be 2040. All right, and
wow,
you know, that's a huge discrepancy.
Yeah,
all right, and so you know, at 2019, there's a strong argument that, well, shouldn't we just keep it and keep our prices low instead of you know, companies benefiting, and all of a sudden, you know, we go from $3 BTU on natural gas to, you know, if you go back in history, not so long ago in the mid-70s, it was anywhere from $7 to $10. I mean,
right.
That's a significant difference in things. But if it's 2040, you know, it is America, you know, competition and the pursuit of profits. And, you know, in Japan, natural gas is double digits, 10 to 13 bucks. You know, we can get it for three, throw in transportation costs, there's a pretty healthy profit. And then you mentioned the geopolitical consequences. There's a whole different negotiation that would have went on between Russia, Ukraine, Europe, the United States, is if the United States at this point would have been in a position to export natural gas and supplement Europe, because they're so reliant on Russia. So there is a really a lot of consequences with us being able able to hold that card of exporting.
Okay. And we're going to take a quick, our one break of this segment. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of the benefits, but also it's benefiting the central Wisconsin economy right now. We're learning about oil fracking and its ramifications for the U.S. economy. And we'll also talk about ways to invest in this industry when Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with Pete Bry continues right after this.
Buena Vista Investment Management of Wisconsin Rapids understands today's global markets and brings small-town values and creative investment solutions to your financial portfolio. With active financial managers and great customer service, Buena Vista Investment Management is here to see that your financial well-being is here for many years to come. Give them a call today at 422-0700. Buena Vista Investment Management, 241 3rd Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Tradition never graduates.
Down the left sideline, 30, 25, 20.
All out.
Wisconsin football at the 48-yard line.
Every game.
And it is intercepted by Sojourn Shelton.
All season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Catch all of the action right here on the Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers take on Bowling Green this Saturday starting at 11 right here.
The tradition continues. Badger football on AM 1320 WFHR.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For today, skies become partly sunny and will push up to a high temperature in the lower part of the 70s. Then for tonight, showers and storms developing as we head later into the night, a low temperature in the lower 60s. For the day on Saturday, still a chance for some showers and storms, otherwise could see some partial sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Then sunny conditions return for your Sunday. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Sunny skies and 58 degrees at AM 1320. Welcome back to Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with Pete Bry. And you can reach them at 715-422-0700. The topic today, oil fracking and its ramifications for the U.S. economy. Going into break, Pete, I talked about the fact we've seen oil fracking impact our local economy, the regional economy right here in Wood County, and also in throughout western Wisconsin, because they're mining the sand that they use in this process right here.
Yes, yeah, and it's it's not just in the ordinary sand; it's specific to producing a most efficient process. And you're correct; it is helping this local area quite a bit. And just to give you some idea about this is probably the best sand play that's publicly traded is a company called U.S. Silica, and the five-year projection of their earnings per share growth is 40%, all right? So they're talking about this year maybe $2.40 a share, $3.50 in 2015, $4.65 in 2016. It's unbelievable that the demand for this is going on. But, they have a place in Sparta, Wisconsin. They have a quarry, I guess it would be the proper term, or maybe not, but where they get their sand, and they got another one in Utica. So the Midwest seems to be user friendly, and with, the Bakken, North Dakota, in that area, and Marcellus, and now Ohio's got the Utica Shale. It's pretty centrally located for that, but yeah, that's an interesting quim, because that kind of gets into, one of the disadvantages of, as we previously stated, the integral elements of getting this process is water.
Right.
And it's sand.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, the sand, if you look at the amount of sand being used, you got to guess there's only so much of it, I don't think we grow sand. I could be wrong, but, so you've got that element. And again, most of the sand isn't necessarily have multiple productive purposes. But think about water. Water is, we've talked about here on the show, is really an issue throughout the world, good water. But it certainly is an issue in certain parts of our country right now. And so a process anyone that can get a process and fine-tune a process where they can reuse that water again and again and again, obviously be valuable. But how much water can you use without affecting, you know, water for the various other purposes water is used for? So, you know, if you talk to the environmentalists, you know, that's one of their big concerns is using all this water. You know, another concern has to do with, there's been reports of in the areas where they drill the fracking that there's been tremors.
Many earthquakes.
Many earthquakes, right, exactly. And you know, that is disconcerting, obviously, because, well, you know, when things are jostled and settled, I mean, does that all of a sudden allow, you know, what happens with the actual piping in the process of the horizontal well, and does it now start seeping into the water supply, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And does it start seeping into, I mean, there's been reports out in the Marcellus in Pennsylvania where people have turned on their water and, you know, basically had gas in there and they had little sparks going on. So, you know, there's two sides of which, you know, fracking, oh my God, no, this isn't the way it is. And, you know, and the side saying, hey, this is going on. How do you say that you're not involved? So, you know, those are some of the environmental concerns that obviously, I think is part of the whole fracking parcel, and there's a whole discussion going on with that and regulatory agencies. It's the political world, and in Colorado, they had some anti-fracking things, and that was going to hurt the incumbents, so they settled and had everybody smiling and things. So it is a controversial topic, not so much here where we have no fracking going on, but we do have sand, and if you recall, you know, we had the whole discussion about repaving the roads.
Well, Wood County worked out, they required the companies to sign an agreement, basically stating their obligations to help pay for road repairs caused by their trucks.
Which is an interesting, that could be a whole different show in terms of, you know, forcing one particular segment to burden, you know, to take the burden. But, yeah, but that's a perfect example of people stepping up, and just think how much these sand guys must be making to agree to that deal.
Yeah, it must be. I guess we're always talking about benefits and risks. I guess that's,
yep.
And this technology is being further developed. They're learning more about it. So one would think they're going to find safer ways or ways to address some of these issues, hopefully.
Oh, yes. I mean, you think about it. I kind of like to use the common sense way of thinking, and
Is a good thing to do.
Well, more times than not, but you know, maybe it's too simplistic at times. But think about the Exxons and the Valdez oil spill, and you know, the British Petroleum will be paying forever of what, and you know, oil spills obviously happen, but the whole oil thing is just open season for any litigator, and if anything goes wrong, and you know, the last thing you really want is to spend the majority of your time defending, you know, some practice instead of, you know, doing what your business is you know, made to do and things like that. So you're seeing more productivity and less reports of these things. I think, you know, some of these things, you go back to common sense, you know, there's reports where some of these fracking wells were going in 100 yards from guys' house, so, you know, you looked out your backyard and had a beautiful view of an oil well, you know. But, again, with that proximity, you know, there's collateral damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and but people allow that because they get paid a good sum of money.
There's a reason that the biggest increase in millionaires in any state in the country is North Dakota.
People with land said, sure, you're going to pay me what?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, and stuff. So, you know, and that's history repeats itself. It's in the western part of North Dakota is a reenactment of the 1840s gold rush
right.
to California. That man, everybody picked up, and you know, there's temporary housing out there, and you know, guys living in tents, and you know, and it's a pretty interesting reincarnation of kind of a interesting past part of the American history.
Now, for the investor. Well, let's talk about what this means for the investor. And from a Buena Vista Investment Management standpoint, what words of advice do you have?
Well, just a quick big topic, then we'll get into some specifics. But here's what because the oil prices have been stabilized and gone down, obviously it's a big thing for the consumer.
Right.
Yeah, we talked about them basically getting a pay raise. You know, your utility bills have stabilized and maybe in some cases gone down. You're paying less at the tank than you were 2008 when I drove back from California to Wisconsin Rapids and paid almost $5 a gallon for gas. So that means you have more money to spend, save, or invest. So that's obviously positive for the marketplace. You look at it from an industrial standpoint. 38% a couple years ago of Dow chemicals expenses were connected with energy.
Okay.
And with the creation of all this production and the driving of prices down, last year Dow Chemical had the highest profitability did since 2006. So any manufacturing place where energy is such a big part of it, they're now a lot driving down their costs. Well, you know, that just most of that goes to the bottom line. So they're being more productive with more profitability. They can buy capital goods. They can hire more people. All those are really good for some companies. If they're hiring more people and people who have better paying jobs, it's obviously good for consumer companies. So on the big picture, this energy thing has got tentacles that reaches into a lot of different places. And that's why, you know, I continue to believe that this bull market's got some legs. Whether you know, the Fed says a considerable time or little time, you know, there's some really things going on despite the political turmoil and all the armed forces that I think will be here to stay. So now, you know, how do you play it? Well, you know, you can play it by individual stocks. So we talked a little bit about U.S. Silica, you know, the railroads, because the railroads are basically being the primary, because we can't, the butterflies in Nebraska, they won't allow us to finish that pipeline, which much more efficient, and a pipeline has never blown up a city like some of these trains have. But anyway, you know, you've got the manufacturers of railroads, Trinity and Greenbrier, you've got GATX, which leases railroads. So then you start getting into the equipment makers like Halliburton and Schlumberger, who provide the mechanisms and the equipment to get this out. And then the drillers, which the most productive and most interesting ones aren't necessarily Mobil or, you know, Exxon or Chevron or British Petroleum or Royal Dutch, all those big ones. It's more the entrepreneurial ones, the EOG and Continental. Devon is in every major basin of oil in the country, and Whiting and things like that. So there are a lot of interesting plays on that. Beyond that, if you're more inclined, there's a bunch of ETFs, which are devoted to energy portfolios, and almost every mutual fund family has an energy portfolio. And I really think that you know, I have a energy portfolio on all our clients' account, because I think it's a trend that's got some duration to it, and I think will lead to some profitability in your portfolio.
Bottom line is, we're going to be hearing more about this in the future. Like you said, it has huge implications for the economy, and it's just going to continue, it looks like. And it's interesting times we live in, as someone once said.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think A lot of people haven't really embraced this and understand the real ramifications, but this is a major thing. And again, I think only our government can get in the way.
Yeah, that could be a topic of another show. Okay, well, Pete, have a great weekend. Let's hope the Badgers win tomorrow.
Yes, it would be.